now, the men who put the P-U back in computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome back to the last, very, very last edition of the Computer Corner for the year that is 2002. It is, in fact, the Data Doctors, Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney, a.k.a. the other guy.
It's not the last edition of the Computer Corner ever?
No, just for 2002.
Oh, I misread the memo.
Yeah.
I was all prepared for saying goodbye to everyone and crying. And
2003 will be 11 years of our association with KTAR. Why are you crying?
Well, I thought I was going to have to cry.
No crying. 11 years, March of next year, will mark the first appearance of Data Doctors on KTAR.
Wow, 11 years.
Can you believe it?
And I'm only 13 years old.
Bada-bing. Hey, today we want to kind of review some of the things that we thought were more interesting stories for the year 2002, as well as some of the things that we felt like we did a good job on this past year as far as our Computer Corner episodes.
Is this the show about giving ourselves a pat on the back? Is
that
what
Heck you're basically? Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, we want to review some of the things that we thought were interesting things that happened in 2002. Of course, we always would love to hear from you in any way, shape, or form, be it the old analog method of calling on the telephone, which the number is
602-277-5827. It's 277-KTAR.
What if they have a really, really long, long string of Dixie cups and they're outside of the Phoenix area?
Then they'd call 1-800-564-5827.
Yeah, if we had anybody that's catching the show as a result of our appearance on Tech TV and you're outside of Phoenix, we'd love to hear from you as well. You can also email us.
You can email us at our website, datadoctors.com/radio. Click on the Ask a Question or Make a Suggestion button, and you can do that right there.
For sure. Yeah, we had some fun with Chris Perillo up in San Francisco on the National Tech TV broadcast, his call for help-a-thon.
You know, I heard a rumor
18 hours.
That broadcast, that not that particular one, but the Tech TV subscriber base is now 40 million plus.
It's getting there.
That's a lot of people that could potentially be watching
something.
Two goofy dudes that don't know what the heck they're doing.
It was pretty interesting.
In front of a camera.
Pretty fun. We got to answer one question.
They have a really super cool set.
Yeah, well, you know what? We'll try to post some pictures up there for people
if
to see.
If any of you have watched Ken and I have a TV show on Cox Channel 9 here, you should check out the links that we'll post later to see what a real set looks like.
Well,
it's pretty
what?
Cool.
It's really hard to tell unless you've been behind the scenes.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Wow.
We had some fun with that. So if you're out there listening via the web, let us know what part of the world you're in. And if not, if you're here, our faithful local audience here in Phoenix, obviously you can also email us, call us, whatever it is.
Yeah, you'd probably want to do that right now because you'd get a busy signal if you were calling in. Or wait for somebody to hang up after we answer their question, and then that 602-277-5827 number is your ticket in.
Your questions, your calls, and your input on what you thought were interesting things that happened in 2002. Later on in the show, we'll also talk about the top 10 viruses. This is something that probably affected every one of you out there. You probably got at least one copy of the top 10 viruses sometime this past year, and more likely you've gotten hundreds, or in some of our cases, thousands of copies of some of the more widespread malicious code that's out there. So we'll talk a little bit about in detail later in the show. Of course, our Geek Speak of the Week, our free download of the week, and our Cox High Speed website of the week, all features of this show.
And Mike Howell's magical moment will happen, of course, later on.
Oh, is that the new...
that just sprung to mind.
Wow.
So.
That's some good caffeine stuff there you got going. Yeah, Michael is feverishly trying to fix all of the mistakes on the website.
So that the links you click on will take you to content that's
actually
representative of the link it says it is.
So overrated. And if you're a subscriber to our weekly newsletter, you got in last night's email box a neat little utility. If you're a Windows XP user, there's a little utility that will help you boot faster, both from a cold boot or especially from a hibernation, so standby situation.
Big disclaimer here.
Yeah.
We try to make things very, very clear. I want to make it very, very clear again. This is for Windows XP only.
Well, it won't work any other way.
Yeah,
try it anywhere else.
But, you know, we always get people who will get... I will guarantee you that by the middle of next week, we will have a dozen emails, people yelling at us for, we recommended this product and it doesn't work, and they have Windows ME and they tried installing and it doesn't work. And it gives this weird error, or it does this.
Reading is fundamental, folks.
Reading is very fundamental. So read before you install. And just because we say it's something cool does not mean it's for everyone. So read what we tell you about these downloads, about
Brandon,
these little products we kind of tip you on.
Brandon got the hair on the back of his neck raised up all this morning. You ready to go?
We come down here. We try to find cool stuff. We try to have a good time. We try to point people in a good direction. And we get a lot of heat from people who don't just read. So,
well, now, or people that turn their phone off before going on the radio. The utility's called BootViz. It's really pretty interesting. It's like the old MemMaker, the you old-timers out there. That remember MemMaker that we had to run on the old DOS-based systems or Windows 3.1 systems to try to free up some extended memory? It's kind of an updated version specifically for Windows XP of the old MemMaker. Also, there's an interesting story I thought was kind of funny. This identification thief, and it's so appropriate now that we've got this story on the front page of the Republic about this healthcare company that got broken into. But apparently, this thief, ID thief, is trying to verbally threaten a school teacher that he acquired some information. Interesting story. It's just that when the electronic means of trying to get to her to come up with some money or whatever didn't work, he
do this or else.
Went to the verbal. Yeah, I know where you live. Anyway,
got pictures. We'll post.
If you have a DV camera, digital video camera, digital, just a regular digital still camera. If you're really into digital media at all, Microsoft got a new Plus Pack coming out. That's their digital media edition. Has a lot of interesting things for you folks that are into digital media. So check it out.
Their Plus Packs. Their Plus Packs in the past were really just enhancements like different fonts and things, and new backgrounds and screensavers and all that kind of stuff. And now they're trying some new things, I think, with their Plus Packs, and they're going to make them more centered around specific tasks, and this newest, latest Plus Pack that they're going to release here.
$20,
and it gets you all kinds of enhancements to working with digital media, pictures, audio, sound, editing.
It's not available yet. It won't be available until January 7th, so you can either pre-order or just get the information on it, but if you hear about the digital version of the Plus Pack, Digital Media Edition.
And again, all the links to all the things we're talking about, datadoctors.com/radio, you'll see the links. You can click
Wrong.
Them, check them out.
Wrong.
No?
These are all newsletter items. So if they don't subscribe, they don't get these links.
They can't have any of this stuff?
Nothing. They can search for it for themselves.
Well, what about if they decided right now, I want to subscribe, too late?
Too late. We've been saying it for 11 years.
So sign subscribe up. Now,
so you can get
and don't
week.
Miss the good stuff in the future.
Yeah.
And how do you subscribe? At datadoctors.com/radio.
There you go.
Of course.
All right. Shall we go to, how much time we got?
We got 2.5.
Let's talk to Adam, shall we?
I have somebody pushing buttons.
A-D-A-M-S stands for him. It's time for Adam's acronym.
Brian Scalzo, you want to explain how that disc is working again?
He does not know, he says.
Wow.
It just is.
Adam? Adam?
Hey, hi.
Hey, somebody's smiling on you because that CD started working again.
Yeah.
The bits and bytes must have realigned themselves.
We hope. Well
maybe
it's working now.
We were spinning it too fast, maybe.
Mm.
Hey, how was your holiday season there?
It was great.
Did you get everything that you asked for from Cyber Claus?
No.
Well, he asked for
a
lot.
Yeah.
Well, I got a new webcam.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it's a Logitech one. I love it already.
And you got Kai's high-speed internet service so you can be on our TV show with us?
We're still waiting for that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
CyberClaw's going to deliver. Hey, now we're going to start off. Now, did you bring a real acronym this week?
I have.
Ha-ha! Adam, all of 12 years old, has been a faithful listener and a participant in the show for quite some time. And he's now going to... He used to make up stuff. Bring an acronym. Now he's going to bring real stuff. Now, if you want to make up stuff and bring that along, too, but we always want a nugget of true, real, helpful information from Adam every week.
You know, someday we're going to run out of acronyms, and we're going to have to come up with Adam's something else.
Acronyms and other stuff.
Uh-huh. And all stuff.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Well, no, by then I might be running your whole show. There's a lot of acronyms.
Hey, is that a threat, pal?
Because we know where you live.
That's right.
And I'll post pictures.
Yeah. I know what you look like.
Yeah. What's your acronym, Adam?
The acronym today is AGP.
AGP.
Yeah.
Now, we've seen AGP. Usually when people are looking for computers, all the gibberish that's listed in there, one of the things it'll say is...
It's like 3 PCI, 1 AGP, 2 CNR, XYZ.
Bada-bing.
Yeah.
What is AGP?
AGP stands for Accelerated Graphics Port.
Whoa.
Are you sure about that?
Mm-hmm.
You sound like you might be questioning yourself.
I'm not.
You sure?
Yeah.
And what would one of these AGP, these ports, what would they do for me?
Well, if you're a video person who likes to do games or high-end graphics, an AGP card allows you to have much faster graphics. It goes a lot faster than a PCI video card.
It's a faster interface to... It's something, it's a port built onto motherboards or mainboards that allows you to plug in these newer, higher-end graphics cards to get you better performance.
And they're totally made for video. Nothing else will work in them.
Like, totally.
Hey, Adam.
Yeah?
In your research, we refer to a motherboard a lot, and sometimes even daughter boards.
Mm-hmm.
How come there are no father boards?
I'm not sure.
Well, you need to find out for me, okay?
Okay.
All right. Inquiring minds want to know.
Oh, Ken wants to know anyway.
Well, have a happy new year.
Thank you, Adam.
See ya.
Happy new year to you as well. That is Adam, bringing it all the time.
And this is the Computer Corner. Brandon Disney on this side, Ken Colburn on that side, Mike Hell and Brian over there. And you're listening to News Radio 620 KTAR. We'll be right back. Does whatever a spider can.